Live.com. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. A happy Thursday evening to you. We are one day away from the last day of the year.
That's it.
As a matter of fact, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Since we're not going to be here tomorrow night, live at least, we'll of course be here in Time War fashion. Tomorrow night. Yeah, so we're not going to be here for the 3 hours that we normally are. Of course, we're normally here Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We also have a live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening. And we will be here for the Saturday show this week.
Yes, we will. Live, probably the only show that's going to be live on New Year's Day.
You're probably right about that. And we're proud to be here. If we could, we'd be here tomorrow night. Because I'm not doing anything. I don't know about you, Manwich.
You know, New Year's Eve is an amateur night for the drinkers. I'm not going out there, and you know, there's going to be roadblocks all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, checking out, see who's drinking and driving. And it doesn't make any sense to me to go out and have two beers on New Year's Eve and then drive home. It doesn't make any sense.
The whole thing about drinking and driving just doesn't make sense to me personally. I mean, I'm not a drinker, but I have done my share in the past. And
what's that, twice?
No, I've
three
gotten
times.
Drunk a number of times
okay,
in the past.
Whatever. I'm not out to get drunk.
And gave it up. Well, that's, I think a lot of people drink for that purpose. And I think if I'm going to drink, I'd rather just do it at home. I don't have to go anywhere. Of course, that's something that alcoholics do. And again, I don't drink for several reasons. 800-259-9231. But I don't know, maybe you want to call in and tell us about your New Year's plans. That's cool. Or maybe you want to talk politics. Or maybe you want to get personal with us. You've got a personal problem or an issue or something like that. You want to get a rant off your chest. Push an agenda. We're here for you for the next 3 hours, all the way until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And literally anything goes. That's the idea behind the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. So if you don't call in and take control of the show, then we will bring stuff up. And we've got a number of things to talk about tonight.
We do. Another way you can take control of the show is you can go to the website at freetalklive.com. You can check out the BBS. We have a bulletin board system there where we've got thousands of posts, hundreds of posters. There's the Shrine of Female Listeners where you can check out all the gals that have sent us their pictures. You can check out the About the Show section and see Ian and I when our pictures when we were four.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So anything goes, get your calls in tonight because, again, tomorrow night you will be absent the live program. All right, so you wanted to talk about the UN tonight, man.
I did.
We're going to have to hold that because I have some emails to get to here. And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your emails live on the air. Last night, we talked about the situation in Montana where apparently they're increasing their cigarette tax, or also, I guess, increasing just the tobacco taxes in general, because tax is going up on the loose tobacco as well. We discovered that there's a huge run right now on loose tobacco in Montana. People are literally stocking their freezers full of it in anticipation of the tax going up, probably on January 1st, I would guess.
Makes good sense. I think that's why there'd be a run on it. There certainly wouldn't be a run on it 6 months before. I did a little research on that.
Uh-huh.
I, as you know, smoke a cigar a day.
That's right.
That one cigar is kind of important to me. I guess you'd probably say I was addicted to cigars.
All right.
Could be. Well, I checked on the internet, and I can have my cigars delivered to my door for basically the lowest price that I can find them, you know, locally in my area. I haven't scoured the area for the lowest price for these cigars, but, you know, it's $20 for 50 of them or something like that. And
got it.
I could find that on the internet.
So you match the price on the internet?
$20 for
matched
50.
Local prices.
That's
on the
not
internet?
The right number. I've got a wrong number.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Well, whatever.
Yes.
Well, the internet is just a wonderful place, isn't
so
it?
So all these places that have these tobacco taxes are going to be, if folks go on the internet, they can just buy anything they want at the same old low prices they're used to. They don't have to pay New York City's $5 a pack tax. They don't have to pay the $2 a pack tax that they're going to have to pay in Montana.
I'm surprised New York hasn't outlawed that.
They may have.
And of course, that'd be near impossible for them to actually check. It'd be...
Well, they'd have to... It would be... You could probably check it as easily as you check for marijuana in packages. You could probably check for tobacco
in packages. That's not easy. I mean, that requires dogs at every UPS terminal, FedEx terminal, Postal Service terminal in the state, basically. And that's a pretty expensive proposition.
Yes, it is.
So, anyway, 1-800. Of course, that's what they're doing. They're actually creating cigarette interdiction squads in New York City because the mafia is bringing them in. They're actually going down to South Carolina and North Carolina, the places where these things are manufactured, and they're buying them in bulk for dirt cheap and literally trucking them in on the back of semi-rigs and selling them on the streets for 50 cents a cig.
Yeah.
30 cents, 50 cents a cig.
I'm not sure everybody's buying them at that, but...
Oh, no, not everybody. I mean, they're also selling packs to people as well, but the ultra-poor will pay 50 cents for a cigarette because they can't... They're so poor, and the reason why they're poor is because they are addicted to something usually.
But 50 cents a cigarette is still more expensive than a pack at $7.
You're right. That's why what I'm telling you is the ultra-poor, the people... The reason why they're so poor is because they're addicted to crack cocaine or something like that, or they can't stop drinking... Listerine, those kind of people, they can't amass $7 without spending it on a bottle of Listerine or without spending it on like a sliver of crack cocaine or something like that. So they can't actually get up to the level of buying a pack of cigarettes, but they can scrounge 50 cents or they can scrounge 30 cents from some passersby and go buy a cigarette.
It'd be
see what I mean?
Sad way to live.
Dude, I can only imagine how sad some of the people are living in a place like New York City. Again, if you want to comment, 800-259-9231. So we did get an email in regards to all this. This one from Earthazon, and he says, another reason to move to New Hampshire? Cigarettes are cheaper there. Cigarette taxes are less than in all the surrounding states, and brand-name cigarettes such as Marlboro are $27 per carton. Now, is that a good deal?
That would be $2.70 per pack of... It's certainly competitive.
Sounds reasonable, I guess. He says. He ends up saying, light them up for freedom.
Well, we at Free Talk Live don't support cigarette smoking as a habit, but we do support your right to do it.
Then last night we also got an email from Mark, and it was a little bit disjointed. It was a little tough to kind of get through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was because he didn't proofread it before he sent it out, or he's just not too good at sending emails, but we read it on the air, we responded to it, and now he's sent a follow-up, which is similarly disjointed and hard to understand. So work with me on this, Manwich.
All right, I'm with you.
He says, hello, guys. You read the entire email I sent to Free Talk Live, this is Free Talk Live, by the way, where I accused Manwich of goose-stepping with the communist-controlled American media. My opinion still stands.
Oh, I see.
But
I'm stepping with the communist-controlled American media. Now I get it.
That means that you're in line with them, that you're part of the communist-controlled media? That
okay.
You're one of their men, basically? Is that what he's saying with that? Like you're stepping with them? Is that what that means?
Yeah, I get news, and I have a tendency to believe the major news sources because they seem credible to me.
He says, also, Manwich and Free Talk Live is not the reason why the things are wrong in America. I should hope Free Talk Live is not the reason why things are wrong in America. We're trying to be the antidote to the wrong things in America. But both of it, we're trying to place pro-freedom thoughts in people's minds who hadn't really thought that way before. But both of you play the brick wall with bouncing ball issues, and basically I want your show to attack the source head-on, that's all. My rant had everything to do with your show's nonchalant approach to why things are the way they are in America. Manwich, why media control is the answer to what we end up talking about in the first place. Do you get all that? I'm afraid I'm a little bit lost.
I'm telling you what the major problem is in America. Withholding tax.
I think the major problem is the educational system, because if Mark had a little bit better education, he might be able to put some sentences together. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you'd like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll talk to you about anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be political or personal. Anything goes on this show, unlike every other talk show in the nation, basically. Literally. You call in. Our man on the phones, Jason, tonight will screen your call quickly, simply asking you what your name is, where you're calling from, in one word, what do you want to talk about. Now, that's the real key difference between us and the other shows. The other shows will ask you the name of your grandmother, your breast size. They'll ask you where you were born, what grade you graduated, and then they'll ask you what your topic is.
Mm.
And then they'll ask you 25 questions about your topic. I mean, it's crazy. We think you should be able to get on this show very simply. The only other question we're going to ask you is how you're listening to the show, whether it be internet, radio is one of our many radio affiliates. I say many.
Few.
One of our few special radio affiliates. Or a C-band satellite. Some people out there with the old big old C-band dishes pulling us down right off the bird.
Yeah, it's great.
So 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive with this show. You can also log on at freetalklive.com. Send us an email, FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com, and we might just read it on the air, even if it's disjointed and hard to understand.
I think he's got some salient points in here somewhere.
But can you figure out what they are?
Well,
we're reading an email from Mark. He emailed us last night.
He believes that I too readily accept what the news says.
And do you?
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm
glad you can interpret this.
Skeptical.
I'm having a tough time.
I'm very skeptical of alternate news sources.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that you should only believe you believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see.
Okay. When it comes to alternate sources, but if it's the New York Times and you believe it, without question.
No, I don't believe it implicitly. Certainly not. But I will look at the story and believe that they sent. You know, several reporters and editors have worked on this particular story,
mm-hmm.
you know, credible journalists.
Mm. I really don't think we have too many journalists left these days. I think journalists, by definition, should be questioning everything that they're told, because it's their job to present us with the real story, or at least with the official story with some important questions that the officials won't ask about their own story. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the journalists are not supposed to be the mouthpiece for the government, which is what it seems like they are these days, most of them. I think that the alternate media, and when I say alternate media, I'm including the leftists out there as well, like the indie media groups and those people. I mean, there's definitely some good news there. There's news there that you will not see. Of course, I'm also including the world media. The BBC will cover stories that will never show up in the United States.
True.
And so I think it's very important to expand your news gathering ability. And, of course, thank goodness for the Internet, because it gives everybody the ability to gather as much news or as little news as they would like. So let's continue, speaking of the Internet, with this email from Mark. We're going to get through the rest of this here. He says, your program hits many subjects that prove how anti-family messages worked in America. For instance, divorce talk, gay relation talk, blah, blah, blah. So is he suggesting that the anti-family messages worked on us and that that's why we're talking about these things?
He could be suggesting that.
I think that might be the suggestion there. He says, if the anti-family communist message didn't work, we would be talking about something else. So, yeah, I think that's definitely what he's suggesting. Well, I mean, gay people are really out there. It's not the communist
families.
The communists didn't create gay people. I mean, is that what he's...
It's difficult to say.
It sounds like he's anti-gay, doesn't it?
Well,
I mean, I wish he'd call in and
that
explain
family,
this to us.
If, assuming he's allied, using the keyword family,
mm-hmm.
which usually says, I want to take some of your freedoms away... You know, that's
yeah, for the children.
Right, for the children.
But it's interesting because I went to his website. He puts his website down at the bottom, and he looks like he's for smaller government.
Maybe we were misinterpreting
him? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, he goes on to say, if the anti-family communist message didn't work, we would be talking about something else. The FCC is controlled by the same people who police and direct American opinion and trends via Hollywood and major TV networks, kind of like free energy. Huh? I don't know if that's true either, because it seems like Hollywood's kind of got a leftist slant to it. Wouldn't you agree with that?
If you want to use terms like leftist, I'd say kind of like
a socialist
liberal, slant.
Socialist slant, communist slant. I would agree that Hollywood most definitely, overwhelmingly, is communist. There are certain exceptions. Kurt Russell, who's a libertarian, Clint Eastwood, libertarian, and I'm sure there are a few conservatives in Hollywood as well. For the most part, they're all socialists. Whereas the FCC is controlled by the Bush administration. George Bush put Michael Powell in there.
Sure did.
And he basically handpicked the FCC, and they're enforcing the ultra-right wing agenda. Let's label them fascists nowadays, because really, what else are you going to call them? Neither of those groups are for freedom.
Let's call them authoritarians.
Authoritarians.
Fascist is so...
So old school, right? Now they're authoritarians. They know what's best. Anyway, he goes on to say, we need a negative and a positive force to erect such energy when discussing the FCC powers to play good cop, bad cop, to finalize their he's totally lost me. Both of you believe corruption exists, so what makes you think corruption in government stops before it reaches the FCC? Didn't I argue last night for the abolishment of the FCC?
Yeah, I think you did.
So obviously I believe the FCC is corrupt. Mark, I don't think our message is getting across to you quite well, and I know for sure your message didn't really get across to us very well. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, if you want to comment and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Now, you said, We said at the beginning of the show we were going to talk about this UN thing, and then you told me during the break you're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, quite honestly, we have more affiliates on Saturday than we do on Thursday.
Okay.
Say yes, okay.
Uh-huh. Well,
and
no.
The person who gave me the...
We have the same amount of affiliates on Saturday as we
do. Do we lose some then on...
No, we're the same amount.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's just different ones?
Correct.
Well,
they shuffle a bit.
The person who emailed me the story asked specifically that I do it on Saturday, which is, you know, the radio will be on.
So we take requests on this show, is what you're saying.
Yes, we do.
Unless, of course, again, Saturday night could roll around and we could start off with phone calls. And if your calls come in, we go right to them. This is a show about your calls and whatever it is that's on your mind. So it's possible, although unlikely, usually we get to start with a topic at least before the calls roll in.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody calls at the top of the show Saturday night at 8 o'clock and literally takes control of the show and then five more calls come in after that and then 10 more calls after that, we'll never get to your topic, Manwich.
It's true.
So just keep that in mind. 800-259-9231. Finally, the last email of the night. This one actually is coherent. From Jeff. He says, having been listening to your shows with a slight 13-hour delay for a month or so now.
A slight 13-hour delay? I don't understand.
That probably means he's working during the on-air time.
Okay.
And has to listen the next day.
Okay.
I would guess, after he wakes up or something like that.
This guy's a diehard.
Yeah. I tell you what, man, we got some killer fans out there. Killer FTL listeners, free talkers. Anyway, he says, for a month or so now I've been listening, and I've reached a conclusion.
You guys are jerks.
No. I don't think Manwich is the libertarian he says he is.
Oh, God, it's another Big L libertarian.
Sure.
Taking me to task.
Sure, he wants smaller government, but if his opinions, those expressed on the show anyway, are scrutinized with the initiation of force principle, he fails miserably. Every other show he demonstrates why we need this government agency, or there ought to be a law. If by some fluke he turns out to be a libertarian, he may qualify for the most authoritarian libertarian award. We're going to come back to the rest of his email and your calls as well at 1-800-259-9231, and of course your response, man, which 1-800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live coming up. This is your show. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You know every substance is a liquid, a gas, or a solid. But if the air in your community is more like a solid than a gas, stay tuned. When I come back, I'll tell you what you can do to help Mother Nature. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. You can help save Mother Earth. Start by recovering and recycling your car's fluids. 1 quart of used oil can contaminate almost 2 million gallons of water. Here's another tip. No need to warm up your car. Driving moderately for about 10 minutes does the trick while conserving gas and saving the atmosphere from idle exhaust. And don't forget to change your air filter. Dirty filters are a common cause of excessive emissions, reduced gas mileage, and poor performance. So keep Mother Nature happy and leave your children a cleaner world. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Don't forget, tomorrow night's episode, the New Year's Eve episode, will be a time war. Because we're not actually going to be here. And then starting Saturday, we're pretty much going to be here all the way through Thanksgiving. So six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern, and Saturdays from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And
so can I put in for some vacation time now?
There's no vacation time. You're not employed by the show. So you don't fall under the overtime rules, the federal minimum wage guidelines, or any of that stuff. We operate outside the system as much as possible. 800-259, and I don't owe you time and a half for working holidays. 800-259-9231. And the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. We're going through the email box tonight. We had a number of them roll in last night during the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we may or may not read them on the air. Some of them are unreadable almost, like that last one that we went through, but I felt that it deserved to be read anyway, because sometimes they're so unreadable, you just have to read them. 1-800-259-9231.
It is, after all, Free Talk Live, not Free Email Live.
It's true. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And log on
to freetalklive.com.
There you go. You're getting better.
Listen to the archives.
Listen to the man which learn how to be a talk show host as we go along throughout the year here.
You know, I've been doing this for, almost 3 years now. You think I'd be better at it? I had my own show where you weren't even involved on a different radio station entirely.
And you were the host.
And I was the host. But it's so funny. It's the team thing, you know, the keeping it without seamless, you know, keeping it seamless.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, log on to freetalklive.com, download up to 6 days worth of archives.
That's right.
And I believe that when you're reading a email from Jeff, who listens to us 13 hours delayed, he must be downloading the archives.
Has to be.
So you can download those archives, burn them to CDs, listen to Free Talk Live on your way to work.
And there's also the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got a brand new Shriner there, Samantha, and I want to give you an update. She did promise us that by now we would have a validated picture of her, meaning her holding a Free Talk Live sign. The reason why not is she had to stay in Texas for some extra time, and so after the first of the year, like the third or something like that, she's going back home. So within the next week or so, we'll probably have a validated.
But there's four pictures of her up there where you can take a good look at her.
Yes, you can, and you can see the rest of our Shriners, and according to our board operator, Jason, tonight, he thinks that she's hot. But not all
Jason's
of them.
Right.
It's not a beauty contest.
No.
It's open to anybody who is a female. That's the only qualification.
And listens.
And listens to the show. 1-800-259-9231.
That's why it's called the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Exactly. So the Shrine, the archives, the bulletin board system with over 225 users, quickly approaching 230. I mean, we're going to be up to 250 within 2 weeks.
We get them. They come in little bunches like grapes.
Yeah. Actually, we get them every day. New users there every day. So all kinds of good stuff going on at freetalklive.com. Let's continue this email from Jeff. He's calling you on the carpet, man, which he says you're not a libertarian, even though you claim to be. He says, I have to admit, though, at least there are two sides to these issues on the show. Having one person say something and the other always saying that they agree isn't very entertaining.
Well, that's one of my points, is, as my role on the show, how much fun is it going to be if I'm just Ian's yes man?
Uh-huh.
You're right, Ian. That's right. You sure are clever. You know,
I might pay you for that.
You're not. And I'm not claiming to be a full-fledged big L libertarian.
No, you never have.
I'm really only claiming to be a converting Republican.
Right.
You need to show me on every single issue where libertarianism is going to work and how it's going to work. And quite frankly, on the FCC issue, not convinced.
Mm-hmm.
We need an FCC. Somebody needs to regulate the airwaves.
Ooh, you communist.
I've made my decision. I've listened to all the arguments for two nights, and now I've come up with my decision. Somebody has to tell radio stations how much wattage they can produce, where they can produce it, what they can say on the air, what they can't say on the air. Sorry.
Shame on you.
I'd be willing to debate the rules. The rules that the FCC uses, like, for instance, I think they should be clear on what you can say and clear on what you can't say,
mm-hmm.
Rather than
And who should set those rules? And will the rules be set once and then never be changed? Will they be updated every 4 years as a new administration comes in? How is that going to work?
I'm afraid that that's just the way that is.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be set rules, and the precedent will lead itself. In the same way that the laws don't change in this country
so
every 4 years,
FCC?
The FCC rules wrong.
Okay, let me ask you this then. We have radio stations around the country that we know of operating on the FM band. They call themselves micros.
Mm-hmm.
They claim that they are outside of the FCC's jurisdiction because they're only broadcasting within one state. And on top of that, they don't have commercials. They don't make money on their stations. They just have an FM transmitter, and they're feeding audio into it. And apparently they're not being harassed by the FCC. Is that something that Manwich's FCC or Mao Zedong's FCC would go ahead and abolish? Would you go on a raid and take these people out?
I say if they're not harming anybody, it's not a big deal. But in a major in a major metro where radio stations would be stomping all over each other...
Uh-huh.
There's a need for licensing.
Totally didn't even process what I said last night. If we didn't have the FCC, this arbitrary band that we have, if on AM, again, 540 to 1700 or whatever it is, on FM from 88 to 108,
new radios.
It could be from 80. There's new things coming out all the time, man. Have you heard of satellite radio? Have you heard of DVD? I mean, they built
what's
DVD
on the other side of these? There's all kinds of things. There's walkie-talkies. There's cell phones.
Uh-huh.
There's television.
Right.
There's all these waves.
There's virtually unlimited bandwidth out there, though.
Well,
and you know what? If it wasn't for the FCC, if it wasn't for the FCC, we'd probably already have digital radio. You've heard about digital FM and digital AM, right?
Yeah, digital AM is supposed to be a real home run for the AM industry.
Yeah, it's great. It basically makes it so AM radio sounds like FM radio.
Yes.
I mean, it's the radio equivalent of HDTV.
Yes.
Got it. See, now let me explain something to you about HDTV and why it's a big deal for the FCC. Old school analog television takes up a lot of bandwidth. You mentioned that there's an analog channel. A television channel
I think
somewhere.
It's channel 6 is like channel 95.7 or something.
It's somewhere in the FM band. Anyway, it's because the analog TV channels are spread all across the band because they take so much room, basically.
Right, you got to have pictures and words.
Well, anyway, if you take that and you make it digital and you just have a digital bit stream that's going out over one channel, you are then shrinking the required size down to very, very small. So you can pack in 20 times the amount of channels. I don't know the exact amount, but several multiples of the current amount of channels into the same amount of space that they are currently using. Now, we don't need that many channels because who the hell operates over the air these days? 5 stations? So, really, you can take the space that 3 analog channels would take up today and fit 25 digital channels in that same space and have way better quality. Of course, when it's digital, you either get the signal or you don't. There's no fading. There's no ghosting. I mean, have you ever watched a TV with an antenna hooked up to it?
I have a TV at my house with a TV. I don't have cable or
then you know exactly
anything.
How bad it can be watching analog television.
It can be awful.
Unless there's a transmitter nearby you and you get the antenna outside, you're going to get ghosting. You're going to get all
the,
kinds
the
of
Christian
artifacts.
Channel comes in great.
We'll talk about the FCC's the FCC and the way they allocate bandwidth. It's interesting why this happens and why they went ahead through with this HDTV thing. They profit from it, believe it or not, and I'll explain it to you coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. And you can take control anytime. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be political or personal. And we tend to go on tangents on this program. It's a conversational style radio show.
It is.
Somebody brings something up and it'll lead us into a related topic and lead us into something completely different. As a matter of fact, that's what's happened tonight. We had an email come in from Jeff. He suggested you weren't a libertarian. You gave one example of where you're definitely not a libertarian at, and that is you believe the FCC is a good thing in some aspects, and you believe that it should be around. Someone should set rules for content. Someone should set rules for the technical aspects of radio, television, and all those other things that the FCC does.
Right.
And so I jumped right back into that topic, and we ended up we're now talking about, my contention is, if it wasn't for the FCC, we'd already have digital AM and digital FM. Now, you know, and what I'm talking about in relation to that is HDTV, because digital AM and FM are essentially the HDTV of radio.
Mm-hmm.
It takes what is an old-school technology. I mean, FM and AM haven't changed since AM stereo, okay? And that's been a long, long time since AM stereo. TV, as I was explaining before, takes up old-school analog TV. It takes up a lot of bandwidth, takes up a lot of frequency range. When you squeeze that down, digitize it, it takes up a fraction of that range, like a tenth of it, I mean, or less. And the quality is unbelievably better.
The digital band doesn't go quite as far. It's not broadcast quite as far, but...
But that's only because once you can't get the signal appropriately enough, it's gone. It's like ones and zeros, like digital. It's on or it's off. So you're either getting enough signal to get it,
or you're not. So therefore, there's no crappy end-of-the-signal artifacts that you get with analog signals, where you're getting ghosting, where you're getting a lot of haze in the picture, a lot of static, a lot of white noise, and all that other stuff. I mean, nobody wants to watch TV like that. So they went ahead and they approved this HDTV system. And as you know, it was years ago that this went through. I remember talking about this or reading about this in the late 90s, 1997, 96. I mean, in 96, they had the standard created. I mean, they knew what HDTV was going to be. And, of course, the FCC, being like any other bureaucracy, takes its sweet time doing anything, whether it be the FDA or you name it, your local police department trying to arrive somewhere on time. Bureaucrats just can't do things quickly. They can't do things efficiently. Yes, it's true, if you throw enough money at something, it will get done eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it is getting done eventually. HDTV is slowly coming around. So they basically, the FCC auctions off frequencies. Here's how they profit from creating HDTV.
Okay.
They take all this frequency range that the old analog channels were in and say, all right, by 2006, all of you guys have to be HDTV.
Compatible.
Which, of course, is another terrible thing. They basically told all the mom-and-pop TV stations, hey, guess
by
what?
By 2006, you're out of business.
By 2006, you either spend a few billion or a couple million dollars upgrading your equipment or bye-bye. So you have to change all your analog equipment to the new digital-style equipment by 2006. So that's kind of mean. It also means that everybody who has an over-the-air television has to go out and buy new equipment in order to decode the new television signals. So that's definitely something I don't like about the FCC right there, that they force all these people into these situations in order so they can just watch TV. So anyway, they compress all these channels down into the digital version, and that leaves them with all the remaining room, because you took 25 channels and compressed it into the space of 5, you then have 20 open channels. And I'm just using random numbers just to give you the concept of what's going on here. They now have 20 clear channels, let's say, that they can sell out that frequency range to the highest bidder. Who's the highest bidder? Well, certain industries, certain people that want to use those frequencies for whatever purposes they have, business or... they might reserve something for a new recreational band like Citizens Band or something like that. Anyway, the point is, they make more money that way. They make it. The FCC. That money doesn't get distributed to us. It doesn't go to buy every American a HDTV decoder or anything like that. It doesn't benefit us in any way, shape, or form. It just enriches the FCC bureaucracy. Sure, we get HDTV out of it, and that's nice and all, but that would have come about anyway. And here's a question. This is a question I can't answer because I don't remember the exact answer to it, but I'm pretty sure that the FCC didn't mandate that everybody go color on television. Do you think they did? Because I don't think so.
I bet they didn't.
I bet that was consumer demand. I bet that was...
I'll bet it was, too.
TV.
I think that's the way it should be left, is consumer demand. I think that if the mom-and-pop television stations don't want to upgrade to digital, they shouldn't have to. And at some point or another, they're going to be relegated to the cotton gin, the... steam engine and you know, all the other inventions are just no use at all.
Right. Well, the FCC interrupts that process. They withhold that process.
I agree with you.
They slow it down.
I do.
Well, you can't make it more efficient. Just because Manwich gets in charge, just because you and your administration gets elected, doesn't mean the FCC is going to become
elected.
Doesn't mean that even if you did and you hired the right people to head the FCC, it doesn't mean they would be able to get anything done any quicker or any more efficiently or any better than the current FCC bureaucrats.
I think that if we were successfully able to shrink the government, the FCC would be less likely to take such a heavy hand with the television stations, simply because they wouldn't see heavy hands being taken all around them. Right now, the government feels like they can do whatever they want because they're so large and voluminous. So the FCC feels like they can do whatever they want.
So you're arguing... okay, you're arguing for the existence of the FCC, but in a much, much different capacity is what you're saying. You want them to do a very bare minimum caretaker-style function. Is that what you're saying?
I like the way they were in the 90s and 80s.
They were probably still big, bloated, and useless. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 will get to your phone calls if you make them. This is your show, so take control and bring up anything. Hijack the airwaves, that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit SeaMineral.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it is yours. If you want it to be, you take control. You bring up what's on your mind. Personal, political, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on our bulletin board system with all the other listeners, the free talkers there. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there for you. Plus, the archives, last 6 days worth of the show, downloadable on the house at freetalklive.com. So, let's get back to the email. Let me wrap this up here because we're wrapping up this hour of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, by the way, so plenty of time for you to get on the phones and take control. This email from Jeff, he finishes by saying, well, earlier he was accusing you of not being a libertarian.
Yes.
And you're not, 100%. You're probably, I mean, you've taken the Nolan chart, right? You've taken the little world's smallest political quiz. Where do you end up on that?
I end up pretty far into the libertarian category.
We're talking about the Nolan chart, the world's smallest political quiz. There's a great version of it at polytopia.com. It's kind of a more...
Can't you just see it at lp.org?
LP.org has a link to it. The original quiz was the Advocates for Self-Government, and that's theadvocates.org. But there's a newer version of it, which is at the Advocates site, and a different version of it, which is kind of interesting and fun to take. Maybe you should take it during the next break at polytopia.com. I think it's polytopia.com, maybe .org. Anyway, check that out and have fun with that, because it'll show you if you're a liberal or a conservative or a authoritarian or a libertarian or a centrist.
Centrist, yeah, that's the term.
So I'm 100-100 libertarian. You're probably like a 70-70 or something like that. Maybe you skew a little bit to the right.
I was farther than that.
Yeah. farther towards 100-100, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. So, anyway, Jeff wraps up by saying, I have to admit, though, at least there are two sides to these issues on the show. Having one person say something and the other always saying they agree isn't very entertaining. That's kind of like
That's right, Ian. Huh? That's right, buddy.
That's kind of like your typical rock and roll morning show, basically. That's what I was on a rock morning show as a sidekick.
Ian and
once.
Monkey Boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go outside and get hit by a car on the radio just for fun.
Put on a chicken suit. Stand outside in the traffic. Thankfully, I never did that stuff in my rock days. But anyway, getting back to the email, he says, and that tinfoil hat crowd that you get sometimes are always good for a laugh. Yes, they are. Regardless of my previous thoughts, there is always room for Manwich in the Free State. I'm proud to be associated with the Free State Project movement and its participants. Keep up the good work, guys, and congratulations on the Golden Porcupine Award.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
What's a big deal?
That you got the first Golden Porcupine Award. And
it's not that big a deal. I was the one who really pushed for it.
Shut up. For just a second. Let me tell you, to me, it means that you are such a huge stand for liberty that you, some dork from Tampa Bay, Florida, you know, heard about the Free State Project and you cared so very much that you went out and you did what it took to get the first Golden Porcupine Award.
To be fair to the other 6,000-plus members of the Free State Project, and if you don't know what we're talking about, log on at freestateproject.org and check it out. 20,000 people moving to New Hampshire to live a more free life, to make things more free. But to their credit, I'm sure there are others within that 6,000 people who have recruited at least three people. It's just that I pushed for it. I said, I want my Golden Porcupine. Here are the names that I recruited. Check it out. And then I got the award. So, 800-259-9231. If you don't ask, you shall not receive. Isn't that right, man?
That's right.
That's right. Ask for that sale. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We're going to come back with hour number two in mere moments.
If you're talking...